Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's always a delight to have you with me. And I just want to say welcome. And to all my faithful listeners, I do say it every week. Some of you have been with me since day one. You have been there giving me your support, your suggestions. You have been there to show me so much love. And I just want to say thank you. I just love you. I do. You're the best. And to those who may be new to the show, welcome. Welcome to This is Sharon, and I am excited to bring you the topic that we have today. You know, we do our best to bring information to you that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And our mission of this show, when we started out almost 5 years ago, it's been a while, right, to my faithful listeners? You didn't know it had been that long, did you? But anyway, the mission of this show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. That's the mission of the Marketing Pulpit, the platform that I am on today, and we have done our best to do that by bringing shows that discuss sales, branding, pricing. We talk about social media. We've had independent artists on the show. We've had businesses, business CEOs, executives. We have them on the show. We've done interviews with them. We've talked about industry trends. We've talked about business technology. We've talked about quite a bit on this show because we do want to bring relevant information to help business owners who are either looking to start up, looking to sustain their business. They may be looking for marketing ideas. They may be looking to develop or go into new areas as it relates to technology. So we try to bring information that can be helpful for business owners. We also do our best to bring information that may be helpful to those who are looking to start a business. Starting a business can be very overwhelming if you're not in that industry, if you've never started a business before. It can be very challenging to know where to start. What do you do first? You know, what do you do to clients? What do you do to keep clients? Or what do you do to build your revenue? What do you do to brand yourself so that you stand out from others that may be in the same industry? There are quite a bit of questions that you may have if you're trying to start your own business. Well, I just want to assure you that you are not alone. You are not alone in your efforts to do that. We can assist you, we can help you, we can give you ideas, we can give you suggestions right here on this show. And also, if you have questions, or if you have comments, or if you want me to answer a question, just send me a note. You can go to the website, www.enjoylifeinc.com. The letter N, J-O-Y-L-I-F-E. INC.com, enjoylifeinc.com, and just go to the contact us, send me a note, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. Or if you'd like to send me a text, you can send a text, 704-729-4681. Just send a text with a question, and we will answer your question. So you're not alone. We can help you. So that is the mission of the show, and I just want to say thank you once again for joining us. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to dive into a topic, and this is for business owners, those who may be starting a business, those of you who maybe want to start a business, and those of you who may be wondering why your business hasn't gone to the next level. You put all this money into marketing, you put all this money into research, you've done all these things, and your business still isn't where you want it to be. What is the problem? What could be the problem? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the things that might be the problem with what's going on with your business. So right here, this is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me. And when we come back, we're going to dive right into what could possibly be hindering you from taking your business to the next level. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Yes, I think I want to tell you a little bit about Tenaboy Radio. That's the commercial that just went off. But I tell you, I took a listen to that app. I actually downloaded it on my phone. I wasn't sure I'd be all that happy with it. But I enjoy the music that's played on their station. And, you know, sometimes you hear music all the time, or you hear a lot of talk on music stations. Well, this one's a little bit different. So I encourage you to go take a listen to Tenaboy Radio. You can go online, or you can download it on your phone, Tenaboy Radio. Great station to listen to. Now, back to our topic today. I'm really excited about this topic because some of you are wondering, hey, what am I doing wrong? Well, here's one thing you may not be doing at all. If you're trying to make that sale, if you're trying to get that client to sign on the dotted line, there's one thing you might not be doing. And there are reasons you may not be doing it. Following up with your client. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Following up with your client. One of the things that I learned when I was in business years ago, I had some really good teachers, mentors, managers when I was starting in business. And one of the things that I learned very, very early was the fact that you can spend a lot of time talking to people, trying to meet people, getting in front of people, spend a lot of time writing down names, sending out emails, and quite a few people do a lot of that. But there's one thing that people don't do a lot of, and that's following up. I mean, let's face it. If you're marketing, if you're doing networking, if you're building connections, if you're doing all the right things, especially if you're putting money into ads and you're putting money into building your website, you're putting money into your trying to get people to go on a squeeze page, you're trying to get their information, you're doing all these things, and you're not following up, you definitely may be leaving money on the table, and you may not be getting the connections that you're trying to solidify. It really never ceases to amaze me when talking to business owners or those who are in business. They take the time to do all these things, but they don't follow up. And there may be some reasons why they don't follow up, why you may not be following up. There may be some reasons. And you know what? This applies not only to business owners, but it also applies to any type of business or any type of activity that you're going to want people to respond to you again. You may be wanting to have an event. You may want to have a promotion for those who may be in promotions. If you're part of an alumni association, if you're part of a nonprofit organization, this is information that you may want to incorporate in what you're doing as well. And there are some reasons why people don't follow up. One of the reasons that we don't follow up is because we don't want to appear to be pushy. And I say we. I need to take my name out of it, but because follow-up is key for me. One of the reasons people don't like to follow up is because they don't want to appear to be too pushy or too aggressive. And it's true. Sometimes if you push too much, you can make people not want to do business with you. They see you call and they may not answer your phone, may not answer your emails. But as a business owner or if you are in management, it is your responsibility to make sure that you follow up with people, follow up with prospects, because it could be that they're just busy. And sometimes people forget. Sometimes they lose your business card. They may lose your phone number. And they really may intend to call you but get caught up with life. So if you are in business, if you are part of an organization that does events yearly or quarterly or every 2 years, you need to make sure you are following up. Make sure that you are following up. And other reasons why people don't follow up because of false assumptions. You know, sometimes we think that if we follow up right away, that may turn people off. But many times I have called and followed up with people, and I just push through that. I just push through that emotion of, oh, I may be calling too soon, and I just call them. And do you know, many of them said, you know what, thank you so much for following up with me. I just got so caught up in things. Thank you. I really appreciate you following up. Sometimes you assume that people would be turned off when people really appreciate, a lot of people appreciate the fact that you follow up with them. If you wanted to achieve your sales goals, if you're not quite achieving or quite attaining where you want to be, this may be a reason why you're not, and follow-up does take time. It does. And I'm going to share with you towards the end of the show some of the things that I do to follow up and try to make sure that I follow up with people, especially if I'm trying to get them to either be a client, if they're a prospect, or I need them to do some actionable items. I'll share with you some of the things that I do to follow up. Another reason why people don't follow up is because they may not have been taught how to follow up. Lots of times people just don't know how to follow up. They don't know when to follow up. They don't know the methods to use to follow up. And because they don't know to follow up, they don't. Because they don't know the methods to use, they don't. So there could be many reasons why people don't follow up and why you may not be following up with prospects or with members or with clients that are no longer clients. That's a whole other topic to be following up with. But I'm going to tell you, one of the best feelings that you can have, whether you're a manager, whether you're starting business or you're already in business, one of the best feelings that you can have is when you have, one, you put time and energy into your business, your website, your channels, and you have got that proposal looking the way you want to, you did a great presentation, and you followed up, and you got the yes. Oh, that's a really, really good feeling. And it may take a little bit of time, but trust me, it is well worth it. Now, one of the things, several things that I encourage you to do when it comes to following up and why it's so important. I want to share with you just a few reasons as to why it's important for you to follow up. One of the reasons it's important to follow up is because that day you follow up, that moment you follow up with that client or prospect, rather, that may be the day that they say, you know what, you're right. I'm ready to sign. I'm ready to sign up for that. I'm ready to go forward with it. I'm ready to be a part of the organization. I'm ready to do it. They may be ready. They may be ready. Another reason for you to follow up is because, one, it makes you appear, and hopefully you are. I say appear because it makes you appear to really be concerned about that person. It makes you appear to be professional because, like I said, a lot of people don't follow up today. So when you follow up, it makes it appear that you've taken the time to reach out to someone because you have their best interest in mind when it comes to your product or your services. Now, what are some ways that you can follow up? I'm going to share with you just a couple of things that I do, and then I'm going to share some other things that you can do to follow up. But I wanted to address this today because follow-up is key. And I know you may have heard it, you may not have heard it, but if you're going to start your business, if you're already in business and you're not doing this one thing, then not only are you leaving money on the table, but you're doing a disservice to those who may need your products or want your services. So follow-up is key. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you some things that you can do to follow up, some techniques that you can use to follow up with your prospects, not only with your prospects, but with your clients, with your members. When we come back, right here, this is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We are talking about a very important aspect of business, a very important aspect of management. If you are a CEO, if you are a project manager, if you are on a board of an association or nonprofit organization, if you are part of an alumni association, if you are part of any type of organization, there needs to be a process where you follow up. Now, I'm actually doing this show today because I felt impressed to do it today. But this is one of my number one things that I think has really helped me to generate as many referrals. It has helped me to generate clients. It has set me apart from a lot of my competition. And the reason it has set me apart from a lot of my competition is because a lot of my competition, they do not like doing this. They don't. Most people do not like following up. They don't like getting on the phone. They don't like sending emails. They really like to just be out in front of people and doing the things they like to do. But this is really an important aspect of following up. And I was going to share with you some things that you can do to follow up. What are some just simple things that you can do to follow up with someone? Well, easiest things that you can do. And I really like this one. You can send a thank you note. And I know you're probably saying, oh my goodness, I thought she was going to say something that was just innovative, something that was just profound. That is profound. Sending a thank you note. If you have met with someone and they took time out of their schedule to meet with you, you called and asked for an appointment, they took the time out of their day to meet with you for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or you offered to take them to lunch and they agreed to go to lunch, That is not something that they had to do. So to show your appreciation for them taking time out of their day, send a thank you note. And some of you may be saying, well, I'm not a good writer. I don't do writing and sending it. Well, they're pre-made notes. All you need to do is just sign it, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, or put it through your meter and send it. Now, what this means, though, and this is what's important, and you know what, I might spend a little bit of time on this because this is where a lot of people go wrong, too, in business. You reach out to someone, but you don't get their contact information, address, email address, website. You have no clue as to how to get in touch with them. You may just have a phone number. So if you decide, I want to send a thank you note, you got to go try and find an address or call back, ask for an address, ask for an email, and you've wasted so much time when if you had gotten it initially during the initial conversation, you wouldn't be wasting time. And many times people don't send thank you notes, they don't send thank you emails because they don't have the address and they don't want to take the time or feel they don't have the time to find it. Get your information up front. You know, I may do a show on that because that's really key as well. But also, there are other things that you can do to follow up with a client. And I'm just going to give you a couple more. There are a couple of things that you can do to follow up with clients. You can tell them about an event that maybe you have coming up, a workshop, a seminar, a networking event. And guess what? It doesn't necessarily have to be with your company. It could be with another company. You may have heard something that relates to their company. And you can send a note saying, hey, you know, I heard this. I thought this may be something you'd be interested in. Creative ways to follow up. Creative ways. And, of course, there's always one time during the year where you can follow up with someone and it's perfectly okay. They won't feel like you are bombarding them. That's one time a year. You know what that year is, don't you? Their birthday. Or their anniversary. And lots of times if a website is up, they put in their About Me section, you know, when the organization was started, when the company was started. And you can send an anniversary note. On the company's anniversary, or if you know their birthday, you can send them a birthday note. And anytime there's an update or you see something in the news that you think is interesting, what I'm just trying to get you to see is follow-up is not as hard as many make it to be. It just takes a few minutes. It takes some time. It takes a little bit of time out of your day to send follow-up information. Now, I also told you that when we came back, I was going to share with you a couple things that I do to make sure that I follow up. And I do. This is how I keep up with things. This is one way that I keep up with things. And when we come back from this break, I am going to share with you how I keep up with my follow-ups right here. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me here today. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to join me here on the show today. I want to say thank you so much. Now, one of the things that I want to share with you is why it's important for you to follow up, whether you're a CEO, if you're a manager, you're in human resources. You may be over your alumni association. You may be over a department in your church. It does not matter. Many times you don't have the number of members, you don't have the sales numbers, you don't have a lot of things that you could possibly have by doing this one thing. And when we went on the break, I shared with you that I would let you know one thing that I do that helps me so that I've made contact with. First of all, I do my best to get as much information as I can about them. You know, because we're going green these days, a lot of people may not necessarily have business cards. And one thing, and I have business cards, I do, but I do my best to get their information from them. If they have a business card, I take that information. And the first thing that I do, one of the first things that I do, if I say I'm going to follow up with you, I either get my phone out or I take out my planner. And I put that information immediately in my phone on my calendar, and then I set an alarm to remind me. Now, I used to use my phone constantly, and I still do to some degree. I really do if I don't have my planner with me. But, of course, you know how technology is. Phones crash. You lose data from your phone. You drop your phone. And you lose that information. And typically, if you lose your information or you break your screen or your phone, that information is not transferable to another phone. So one of the things that I started doing, and I did it intentionally, I went and got me a planner, and it's one that I really like. It allows me to have the tabs, the bumps, and I can see things at a glance, but I can also put things in detail on other pages. And maybe one day on the website, I will actually show you the one that I use that I simply like it. I really, really do. And through the years, I tried to find something that really worked well for me, and this one has been very pleasing to me. And I think I will put this on the website. I'll let you know when I get that up. But that's what I do. And when I'm sitting in a meeting, I used to have all kinds of pads and notepads and things that I would take with me. But guess what happens with those notepads? Sometimes you lose them. Sometimes you forget them. You don't remember which notepad you put what note in. You don't remember what notepad you put contact's phone number or email address. Well, now I just use one. And typically, I will carry this with me, and I will use this one journal. And I started writing more, you know, because what I realized through the years, I would go back and see where I had written phone numbers and addresses or contacts. I had their business cards, and it was still there. But some of my technology, like my phones, my digital systems, they were gone, and I didn't have that information anymore. So it may not be a bad idea for you to have a backup plan. And that's one of the things that I personally do to make sure that I keep up with my follow-ups. I do it right then and there. One of the main things that keeps me up to date and following up with people, I do my best to try to put an alarm out there. Or I put it a couple of days or weeks in advance to continue to remind me so that it's in my mind that I need to follow up with people. And if you would like to know more ideas on what I personally do to follow up and how I personally have generated so many referrals that people were coming to me asking me if I would help them to get referrals, I'm more than happy to do that for you. Just go to our website and leave me a note. Subscribe to the website. Put your email in there, and then I will make sure that I get that information to you. This is something that I enjoy doing, and I'm more than happy to share with you. I'm more than happy to share with you what you can do to increase your sales, increase your referrals, and to make sure that you're following up and you're not leaving money on the table. But listen, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, my dad used to tell me years ago when I started my business, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter.